just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. 12 noon today, indoors at the Capitol Rotunda, Donald J. Trump will be re-inaugurated into the White House, sworn in to serve as our 47th president. Second president in our history to serve two terms non-consecutive, 45 and 47. All of the celebrations, the hoopla, everything has basically been canceled due to cold temperatures, snow, just really bad there in Washington. Second president to be sworn in the Capitol Rotunda. First one was Ronald Reagan for his second term, January 20th of 1985. 40 years ago. Well, it's happening again today. This is going to be basically a ceremony, a speech, and then he's going back to the Oval Office. A stack of executive orders have already been written up, ready for his signature. It's a done deal. It's over and done. So many of the Biden policies will be undone, probably, I'm going to guess, between 4 and 5 o'clock this afternoon. Now, today, stock market is closed. Martin Luther King Day. Banks, post office, government offices, all closed. Basically, so people can watch the inauguration. It's over. At noon, he'll be sworn in, give the speech, go back to the Oval Office. Held a big rally at the hockey arena there for Capital One in Washington, D.C., where the Capitals play. Yesterday, giving basically about a one-hour speech. Place was packed. All the people that wanted to go to Washington to be part of the inauguration, well, that's what they got. One-hour speech at a hockey arena indoors yesterday. It's over. This is going to be probably the quietest inauguration that we've seen in a long time. back to work. And Washington, D.C. and the U.S. Senate are pressing really, really hard to have votes today, tomorrow, this week on numerous cabinet selections. They will be voting to confirm these candidates, nominees that Trump's put up, and it's back to work. Absolutely going to be an historical day. So when I get off the air at 12 noon, make sure you have your recording devices available, your DVRs, whatever. If not, watch it live or watch it later. I heard it's going to be a great speech. Transforming America. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road.
It made me tired. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Breaking news story, I had it teed up for this morning. Second segment, got text messages from others. Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer over in Onaway, the new chairman of the Board of Commissioners there in Presque Isle. Quite a few others sent it to me. on his way out the door this morning, Biden preemptively pardoned General Milley, Dr. Fauci, Liz Cheney, Kinzinger, Schiff, and all the staffers from the House committee that made up the investigation panel for the January 6th protesters. Now, Milley and Fauci had nothing to do with that House Oversight Committee that investigated January 6, 2021. Milley, though, is responsible for basically putting all the woke agenda policies in place in our military. Anthony Fauci is a criminal. What he did to the American people, he should be hung by his neck until death. Joe Biden just pardoned him. So, two things. Obviously, all of these people did something wrong. You don't pardon somebody for a crime unless they did it. Biden and his left progressive socialist communist agenda wanted to make sure that Pam Bondi, Donald Trump's new attorney general, would not be able to go after these people. Adam Schiff, in the hearing last week, drilled Pam Bondi on this very point. Of course, he didn't mention himself, but he talked about Liz Cheney. He talked about Kinzinger. He talked about all of the people involved in the January 6th investigative committee and what they did to justify basically the impeachment of Donald Trump in the House and tried to prevent him from being able to win re-election. Well, it didn't work. Dr. Fauci made billions of dollars with Bill Gates because of their patent interest, the patents that they have on the China virus vaccination. And now we're finding out all kinds of things happening to young people, especially young women, childbearing age, no longer having menstrual cycles, not having their periods, not producing eggs, heart issues, the list goes on and on and on. So the lawsuits were coming. Investigations would have been conducted. Fauci would have been found guilty by Pam Bondi and the court system. He would have been going to prison for the rest of his life. Biden just pardoned him. And I'd like to know specifically, what crime did General Milley do besides dumbing down our military, causing the morale to drop so much that so many of our soldiers said, that's it, I'm out of here, demanding that they get the China virus vaccination, many of them refusing? Well, then you're kicked out of the military. DEI training, CRT training, the list goes on and on and on. Well, Biden pardoned them all. So, John Palmer listening from Ottawa, our pig farmer, has Hegseth been confirmed yet? Do you know? I believe the vote is going to be later today. Not yet. But the last I heard, they were going to hold a vote in the Senate after the inauguration. If anybody's heard differently, text me a message. Greatly appreciate it. Well, guess what this tees up? Donald Trump would be totally, fully justified in this. To pardon every single one of the J6ers. Those that are still incarcerated, open up the jails and let them go home. Those that have pending court cases, dismiss them all. Pardon every single person that Biden's Justice Department has done this injustice to for the last 4 years plus 2 weeks. January 6th of 2021 was when the quote-unquote insurrection took place. The riot, the protest is basically what it was. The lies that were told, the FBI's involvement, Christopher Wray's gone. He doesn't want to be anywhere near the FBI today. Folks, you have to understand that this was illegal prosecutions, illegal investigations, lawfare using these investigative committees to basically harm Donald Trump. In my opinion, harm the country. I can't fathom some of these guys still sitting in a Washington, D.C. jail, not a county jail, not a state prison, a city jail all these years. Because one thing you have to understand, Donald Trump, and I've been told that this stack of executive orders is over a foot and a half tall. They're in folders. He opens them up. Leather kind of binder kind of things, portfolios, very thin. He has got so many executive orders signed, lined up to sign, that he's not even going to hold a parade for the celebration of the inauguration. They're not, I don't even know if they're going to go to balls tonight. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. We'll have to wait and see. This is going to be amazing. Let's see, I got a text message from Jeff. Good. I want them all brought in now that there's subpoenas and now they have to confess all their crimes. Nope. Sorry, Jeff. They've all been pardoned. Not going to be subpoenaed, not going to be investigated, not going to be allowed to be found guilty of their crimes. It's over. Well, you know what that means? What that means, folks, it's time to move on. Donald Trump's hands have been tied because of these pardons. Pam Bondi's hands have been tied. So they're not going to waste any more time, money, effort investigating January 6th. Well, because of these pardons, in my opinion, Donald Trump fully justified to honor his campaign promise. If I'm elected president on day one, I will pardon all the J6ers. Well, it's just been fully justified. You can't go after the wrongdoers. They've been pardoned by Biden. Donald Trump pardons all those who have been charged. It's time to move on. Is basically what this is boiling down to. Between these actions this morning by Biden, these actions Donald Trump's going to take this afternoon, it's time to move on. All of the policies, all of the things that Biden has done to this country is going to be undone probably before 5 p.m. today. Let's see what happens to the stock market tomorrow. Let's see what happens to interest rates. Let's see what happens to gas prices. I got a report yesterday that I got in the email for the radio station. The futures market for oil, price drops are coming, and it's going to be almost immediate because of what they call in the commodities market futures, the trading of futures for oil. They're betting that the prices are going to come down. Why? Drill, baby, drill. He's going to undo the banning of the offshore drilling. He's going to renegotiate and get the Keystone XL pipeline back up and running. They're going to build the wall. Mexico is going to keep the people there at the border. They're not going to be allowed to cross. The whole thing kicks into gear today. And like Jeff says, let freedom ring, baby. No, Jeff. No. No, Jeff. Stop. He says, I'm not saying they're going to be found guilty, but under a subpoena, they can be asked questions and they can have to tell what they did under subpoena for their pardon. Can be taken from them under review. Trust, we'll look into it. No, they can't. I've been pardoned. I don't have to attend. You can subpoena all you want. I'm not showing up. I'm not answering any questions. They're not going to admit to anything. He says, answer me this one question. How can you be pardoned on crimes you've never even been charged with? It's called preemptive pardons. Biden can do whatever he wants. Joe Biden is president for 2 hours and 32 more minutes. That's it. At 12 noon, he's done. The pardons have been signed. It's time to move on, Jeff. You got to let it go. It's over. It's checkmate. What Biden did was end all of this questions, subpoenas, wasting time calling Liz Cheney and all these people in for hearings. They don't have to come. It's over. So, Donald Trump pardons the J6ers later today. I wouldn't be surprised if there's not going to be TV cameras on those jails in Washington, D.C. as those guys are released. It's a great day in America. And this time, this president knows how fast 4 years goes by. 4 years goes by quick. And he's hitting the ground running. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.